Welcome to the mini-sode, Vani.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we touched on a few of the like 10 most terrible ingredients to avoid for your children's diet. Give us a few more. I think we touched on in the main episode MSG-like and MSG additives, food colorings, dyes, and then the number one was the refined sugar. Yeah. What else should we be on the lookout for?
Well, this is a main staple of a traditional lifestyle, and that is the oils that you are using. And a lot of the oils that are in the majority of foods you would buy at a restaurant or in processed foods have been genetically engineered to withstand heavy doses of Roundup, which is unfortunate because Roundup contains a chemical called glyphosate. And glyphosate has now been implicated to cause cancer in several court cases across the United States. And so this is something you want to avoid in your diet. But also, the way these oils are produced, and I'm talking about corn, soy, canola, these main oils are produced in a way that they are deodorized. And there's tons of chemical solvents like hexane that are used to extract the oils. Now, hexane is something that is considered a carcinogen, but is also not regulated by the FDA to determine how much hexane residue remains in a lot of these oils.
Oh.
So that's very concerning.
I would say so.
Yes, gosh. It's very concerning. Not to mention that because of the fact that they've been so processed, any health quality has been eliminated, virtually eliminated. Yes, they taste good when you fry things in them and, you know, they have a very mild flavor, but that's because there's just nothing left in them. And then when they enter the body, that's when it's linked to heart disease, obesity, diabetes. Now they're saying that things that are high in linoleic acid, which is linoleic acid is very high in these corn, soy and canola oils, even in chicken that's fed GMO corn and soy. Linoleic acid can be really high in chicken that is that way too. But linoleic acid can be also linked to cancer and actually turning on your cancer cells. So this is something that we want to avoid in our children's diets, right? We want to feed them grass-fed butter. Like when I think about the main thing my kids are eating on top of their vegetables and in their food when I'm baking things, I'm using grass-fed butter. There's so much amazing, rich vitamin A and so much other fat-building properties in terms of like helping their brain generate that like it is one of the best things that you could give your child. And so when I think of a child that doesn't like vegetables, I'm thinking about the person that's probably making vegetables that don't taste good. But when you add butter to vegetables,
yeah,
oh my goodness, that's delicious. A little sea salt, Redmond sea salt with all of the added minerals in there. Like it's delicious. And you can make virtually any vegetable under the sun and use those two ingredients and they can taste good.
It's true. I think Sally Fallon-Morell sometimes says vegetables' main reason for existence is as a vehicle for butter.
Yeah, so yeah, totally.
It's really true. And the thing about those oils, as you said, they are linked to cancer. I read a stat recently that said that there's a huge increase in cancer in young adults, and scientists are puzzled as to why this is. I think the answer could be in those oils.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, thank you for taking a little bit of extra time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Hilda.